Welcome to another episode of Inked, Blind, and Confused. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2015, and this is episode 15 of our, well, I'm going to sound like Big Fatty now, a little show.
Oh, no.
It's almost like a given. It just happens. It comes out just sounding like that
It slips out without you even noticing, huh?
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Fatty, he has that happen all the time.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It slips out without you even noticing, huh?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1835 of the BFO for Wednesday the 4th of February 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're heading back over to Spottin' Big Fatty, and we've got some more voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, waiters. Big Fatty, as in food service providers? No, as in I had to wait a long time. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are waiters today because Tuesday. Big Fatty, when you get older, y'all, you have to go and have blood work. And, they have to check and make sure that there's a balance between gravy and gin in your blood, and so y'all, I had that done, and I went and went to the doctor today to get the results of all that, and everything was just fine. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Waiting, y'all, it's just yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, Big Fatty did his part to keep the patients behind him moving right along, because y'all, I was in and out. He's like, yes, Big Fatty, I can always count on you to get the hell in and get the hell out. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Yeah, I got to see y'all back over here at Spottin' Big Fatty. And y'all, yesterday, we got up to Big Fatty wearing the dominatrix outfit. Big Fatty, it's still too tight on ya. And y'all, Toppy Smelly. Toppy Smelly has spotted Big Fatty. It says the early 1970s found Big Fatty struggling to develop the first primitive version of his unique and now matured personal vocabulary. And it says, mere computer, pie, aeroplots, poor Big Futsy. Cold Mingle, The Huts, Squacky Diddy, Big Fatty, that's just silly. And Big Fatty's holding a big old pink donut. Big Fatty, delicious. Y'all, and then that Peter G spotted Big Fatty. It says, Fatty dearest, it's crema time. Better keep that room clean or else. And there's Big Fatty. And I wonder if there are any wire hangers nearby. Big Fatty, I hope not.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott the Sitter. Sitter69 on the Twitters. Host of the Sitter Sphere podcast. I'm always jealous whenever Jimmy Bear calls with a joke, and it makes me laugh. So I thought it was time that I'd give you a joke. So how do you know if you're about to be attacked by a gay shark? Because you hear, dun, 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 Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is the Seda 69. Big Freddy is the Impaler calling, too. Oh, Big Freddy, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb a squeaky gentleman calling with the Impaler. Oh, okay, go over there. Anyway, and Seda, first of all, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for being gay as a giggle. Gay... Gay as a giggle, because y'all, you know, I called Seda the gay as a giggle one time, and he immediately took offense to it, and then he embraced it. He embraced it, and y'all, he's been gayer and gigglier. Big Freddy, is that a word? I don't know. Ever since, yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, I don't know. If you follow the Stata, Big Freddy is silly. If you follow the Seda on the Twitties, but y'all, you know that McDonald's. You know the McDonald's, don't you? They had a commercial during the Superb Owl, and they were talking about between the Superb Owl and VD, which we all know is Valentine's Day, in between the 1st of February and VD, y'all, selected people who walk into to the McDonald's and make their order, they may turn to you and say, or you can pay for your order with love. And y'all, I don't know how you're supposed to do it. I think you're supposed to pick up the cellular telephonic device and call someone and tell them you love them or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but anyway, Seda 69, he went into the McDonald's. He never said what he ordered. Y'all, he may have gotten a quarter pounder. Big Fatty the Impaler needs more than a quarter pounder. Okay. I don't know what he got. Maybe he got the Egg Muffin. Big Fatty the Egg Muffin. Oh yeah, you know about the Egg Muffin, don't you?
Today, when we receive a egg McMuffin, how you say this word? Egg McMuffin. I can't say it. I'm sorry. I don't know how you pronounce it. Okay. Today, when we receive an egg McMuffin. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't.
Big Fatty, was that the skull? No, that was not the skull. That was that Shirley Q. Liquor. Big Fatty, well, why was she playing the skull music? I'm not quite sure why she was playing the skull music. But y'all, anyway, pay it with love. And the Seda was selected to pay it with love. And Seda, maybe you would like to call in and tell us what you ordered and how you paid it with love. And y'all, if any of the rest of you are going to the McDonald's, y'all, like, Big Fatty can't go to the McDonald's because y'all, it gives me explosive diarrhea. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear that. That is not love. And y'all, Granny doesn't even have to go to the McDonald's to have the explosive. Big Fatty, he's 60. Give him a break.
Hey, Fatty. Eric in Bakersfield. Just calling to say, I vote bacon.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Eric in Bakersfield. And Eric, I believe you've called in the past, but it's been a month of Sundays. It's been more than a month of Sundays since you've called the BFO, and it's just lovely. It's just lovely to hear your voice and to have you participate. It's just lovely. And Bakersfield, that's in out there in the California. Anyway, Eric, thank you so much for calling. But you do realize that the number one fan contest is over now, and it's really not. It really wasn't a voting competition, but I can understand how people can get confused. Big Fatty, you know the source of the confusion. I do indeed.
Hello. Happy bacon.
Fart, it's bacon. Did you know that April 6th is National Tartan Day? Okay, so we should have a celebration for we
Nerd. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I think this is, I did not have this on my calendar, but I think it would be lovely. It'd be lovely to have a celebration for the former co-host of the Stars and Tartan, and that is Weena.
Big Fatty, it's me, ooh, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On ice. Well, not really on ice, but I am driving down the street, and of course, it was below freezing, and yeah, there's ice everywhere. And so if I die on my way to the coal mine today to see you, I don't think that would be a huge surprise to anyone. So, look, Big Fatty, I was getting ready to call and just hoist at you after I heard the old gal, that Auntie Vera Charles, on your little show, that I keep hearing her on shows. And then she got the new iPhone, so I guess it kind of makes sense. But it seems to me like, you know, maybe, just maybe there's something going on there. I'm not saying that Gooch is finally leaving her for me, but anyway. But if he were to, then that would give her extra time and she could call and talk little shows. So, but then I was minding my own business, and then I hear the old hot tub, who has met me before, FYI, all Vader, does he work? And let me just tell you, sorry, I'm pulling into traffic. Does Vader work? Yes, Vader works. If it tells you anything, Big Fatty works about 28 hours a week, and I work about 60, so I occasionally have a day or two off. But if you think that was a lot of traveling, then just wait, because I think, what did I say, Big Fatty? I have 8.5 weeks I have to take between now and October 1st, so kids, get ready for some voice letters in the jalopy, because quite honestly, it's going to be off a lot. So anyway, you're fat, and I am going to the good days. Without Big Fatty. So if anybody wants an invitation to the Vodka Fest, just let me know. Okay, I've got to put a real podcast back on. I hear NPR. I think a new NPR is available. Me.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, was old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely, lovely to hear your voice on a voice letter. And y'all, speaking of Vader being out of the office, y'all, he's going to be heading down to, there's a conference, a coal miner conference. Down in the Orlando, believe it or not, he's heading back down to Rattville, and so y'all, he'll be going down there. When is he? I don't remember when he's got. I don't know if he's leaving. Yeah, he's leaving like at Thursday at I don't know 9 a.m. in the morning or something like that. I don't really remember what time he said he was going or anything like that. But taking coal miners down there to old Rattville, and he'll be down there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then come back on Sunday. And y'all, you know, I'm sure there'll be some time for some inappropriate touch. Fatty, we don't need inappropriate touching. You're probably right. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I had a message that there was something in the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a card, there's a postcard there, and on the front of it is a little house, and look, Big Fatty, it's a kitty cat, a kitty cat looking out of the little house. Oh, Big Fatty, can I take it? Don't take it yet. Okay, y'all, just let me read it first. Big Fatty, it's got a little kitty sticker too, and it says, "Our dear Big Fatty, poodle, hello, Big Fatty, poodle, and Squeaky Kitty, wishing you all of the best for 2015. Thank you for all that you do and for sharing your life and time with us. You are loved." loved. Tim from Tastes Like Burning, Big Fatty. And you know, it says loving fishes. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. It sounds something to do with, like with to do with Miss Beaver or something like that. Big Fatty, loving fishes. Oh, Big Fatty, but we want to go look at the kitty sticker and the kitty card. All right, y'all go over there. Yes, Big Fatty, we're going to go look at the kitty over here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, let me just tell you, I am out of voice letters. I am totally out of voice letters, so it looks like Tamari's little show will be, a minute and a half of, spotting Big Fatty, and, then, crickets. Big Fatty! Y'all, I've been pulling out my my tape measure. Big Fatty, don't get vulgar. No, I'm not getting vulgar. And y'all have been measuring. I've been measuring the different pieces of furniture I have here in the Fat Cave. And, you know, so that way I'll be able to do a little placement of the furniture. You know, if I draw up what the room looks like, each of the rooms at the new Fat Cave and the size of the furniture, I can kind of decide where things are going to go before I ever move. And so, y'all, I had my measuring tape out last night, and I'm measuring this and I'm measuring that. And, y'all, I got a lot of shit. And, y'all, there's some things that I didn't think were going to fit that it looks like they may actually fit now. So that's a good thing. And, so I've been working on that little project. I haven't packed anything else up yet other than the crumb stuff. Y'all, what I'm planning on doing is I'm going into the Star Trek plate room, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the bed apart in there. That's the guest room. I'm going to take the bed apart in there and just get it out of the way. And so y'all don't be planning to come see Big Fatty before he moves into the new Fat Cave. But I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to when I pack up boxes, I'm just going to put them in there, and then I'll be done with them. And they can just sit in there. And y'all, I think one of the next things I'm going to need to do is to pack up the poon. Big Fatty, that's going to take more than one box. It'll take much more than one box. Anyway, y'all, I had talked about getting the coupon for 10% off at the Lowell's, and I think I'm gonna get me a ladder when I go out there this weekend. Y'all, another thing about the new Fat Cave, I got a testimonium today from my real estate agent, and she was just checking in, and she said, "Hello, honey, how's everything going?" And I said, "Well, you know, it looks like the other folks are gonna be moving out in early March, and I'm gonna go in and do a few little things before I move in, paint and things like that." And y'all, but it was just nice of her out of the blue to check in on Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm just looking at my calendar, and I've missed a celebration of exiting the birth canal for today. Y'all, long-time listeners will remember Chef Mark. He is up there in the New York City. Big Fatty, does he make salsa? I don't know. Today is Chef Mark's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So if you see him, if you follow him on the Twitter, or the face space, so wish him a celebration of happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from the IBC. Big Fatty, is that Irritable Bowel crew? It is. And Jay, what do you think?
It slips out without you even noticing.
Oh, no, when it slips out of Big Fatty, everybody notices his shot.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-238-3838 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.